Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to Luce Trails and Tales. We take an extended look at the people and the places in rural America. Luce Trails and Tales, made possible by Superior Livestock Auction. Cattle for available for sale every single day on the country page. Just take your browser to www.superiorlivestock.com. The All-American Beef Battalion continuing to be on the front lines and the trenches, saying thank you to our nation's troops. If you would like to engage and be a part of this worthy endeavor, stakesfortroops.com. My favorite destination in the nation, Medora, North Dakota, on the web at medorand.com. And this week I'm throwing in an additional place that I want to recognize Kara Robbins, and that is if you want to contribute to the fire victims in four states, Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, email me, trentluce@gmail.com, and we'll find a way to make that happen. You know, it just dawned on to me that people listening day after day are going to begin to believe that I have a Kara fetish this week. Do you know why I would say that, Kara Robbins?
Why do you say that?
Yesterday at this very time, I had Kara Bond on the program. I'm seeking a Kara for tomorrow to have a trifecta.
I saw that you had a Kara Bond. I was actually looking at your website on some of your articles you've done about the Kansas and Oklahoma fires, and I saw that and kind of thought it was funny.
It used to be that stalking was a bad thing. Now we all pride ourselves in somebody stalking us.
I know. It's a good skill to have sometimes.
Yeah. Are you a good stalker?
I am. I'm actually a pretty good Facebook stalker, to be completely honest. Mm.
That's how you shot the Coton Czar. Coming to us from the University of Nebraska, not to be confused with my statement just before that. Now, let me make sure I got this all right. You are the chairman of the Rodeo Sponsorship Committee and what was the term you used for the lead?
Women's team captain.
Women's team captain for the rodeo team. And you've got big activities coming up. What's going on? Here, fulfill your role as the chairman of the sponsorship committee. What do you got going on, Kara?
Well, on April 14th and 15th, we have pretty much the fundraiser of the year for us. We have our rodeo at Lancaster Event Center in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's going to be 2 days of jam-packed action of rodeo. We have three performances plus slack. We also put on a kid day in the morning on Saturday. We're going to have a petting zoo. There's been talk about getting a llama, maybe a kangaroo, for the kids to teach them about agriculture and stuff. And then
Where would we get a kangaroo in Nebraska, by the way?
Well, supposedly one of the girls on our team has a connection of someone who has a kangaroo. That's all I heard about it, but there's the potential for a kangaroo.
I thought that sentence was going somewhere close to, supposedly one of the girls on our team roped a joey, and the mother came along.
Not that I know of.
Is there anybody named Joey on your rodeo team? I didn't think about that. Mm-mm. Anyway.
No.
All right, I interrupted you. You're going to get a llama and a kangaroo and call it a petting zoo.
Correct. And then we also have a barrel race we're putting on that morning. Saturday morning also is another fundraiser, and this is all within 2 days that we're putting on our rodeo also. So we're going to have a lot going on. And then in conjunction with our rodeo, we're doing a food drive for the Lincoln Food Bank with canned food donations to the rodeo going for ticket discounts. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot in 2 days, but it's worth it in the end. Helps fund our rodeo team throughout the year.
I would think that it's enough work to put on the rodeo itself, but mm-hmm. the aspect of bringing the 14,000 busloads of school kids in there has to add and make that a little more complex.
Yeah, it's interesting. We actually also, throughout the year, do school visits to help teach about agriculture within the Lincoln Public School System. We do about one visit a month, go to two schools in Lincoln, and then we also have a field trip where they come out to our rodeo grounds and watch us perform the events and stuff just to teach kids about agriculture. So, specifically, one school asked about the women's careers in agriculture, so we focus on that at that school.
Mm-hmm. And I think you just broke most of the stereotypes, because I'm pretty sure most people don't think about the rodeo team at any college going into schools and educating the individuals, the students, but that's a great endeavor.
Yeah, it actually started a couple of years ago, and now Bryce Dibbard actually took it to the national level when he was here. Sadly, he's graduated, but we've continued it on in Lincoln, and then other schools throughout the College Rodeo Association have continued educating in the public schools, so it's pretty fun.
How much fun is it, and is it an adrenaline rush for you to go into a school and have these kids wanting to know more about a cowgirl?
Well, it's one of the schools we actually go to is five girls, and it's trying at times, but they're always really interested in it and want to know more, and they definitely want to become cowgirls now. So we have to, you know, get dressed up in our rodeo attire, and they always want to know each part of it. Next time we're going to bring a saddle in. So it's makes you realize how much work kids are, but it also is a fun experience to interact with them and teach them about what you love. So
I you know, come to think of it, I've not been in a school system this year. Usually I get in a dozen or so a year through. Oh, no, I'm just lying to you, Kara. Why would I lie to you, right? This is the day we meet. My first week of the year, I spoke in three high schools, which is different. But it's a lot of work, even to go to a high school, to go to a junior high. It's work because here's what you have to do. You have a specific education that you want to provide to the kids, but truth of the matter is, that if you go to a school system of any kind, and I'll include college, if you don't provide some level of entertainment, you're not going to hold their attention. Well, wait a minute. There's a difference between a 50-year-old dude and five rodeo chicks in terms of holding attention.
Yeah.
But still, aside from that, you have to hold their attention in order to be able to get them to listen to what it is you want them to know.
We usually bribe with suckers or candy. Which
nothing says education like a ball of sugar.
Yeah, which kind of backfired on us last time. We ended up giving five suckers to each girl, and we had to go run around the barrels for about 30 minutes before we got them to calm down again.
Yeah.
But
nice job.
Yeah, not our best choice.
Yeah, see, you learn something every time out too, right?
Exactly, yep.
Tell us about your rodeo team this year.
Our men's team is actually, I believe, second or third in our region, right? We're third in our region right now, and we're hoping to move up to the top two positions, because then it'll be the first time, I think ever, that we have qualified for nationals as a men's team.
Oh, cool.
Our women's team, we have some girls that are in contention to qualify for nationals, but just, we don't have a lot of members at the moment, but we have a lot of really good members that are really making their impact in their events, and are working toward going to a national appearance.
I think you mentioned this, but I might have been like a kid, not focusing on something else.
This
is a collegiate rodeo on the 14th and the 15th of April. Who's going to be there?
Correct. It's a couple rodeos, South Dakota State, Black Hills State, University of Wisconsin, Iowa State, Iowa Central, kind of all over the place. Dickinson, North Dakota, North Dakota State. All the schools in the region traveled to UNL for the rodeo on that weekend, and it's all the college athletes in the Great Plains region that will compete at that rodeo.
Mm.
So,
you said it's a fundraising endeavor. Where does the fundraising come for you? Just in ticket sales?
So, actually, our team members are all required to raise money to help pay for gas and traveling throughout the year. So, each team member is required to raise $1,500 as part of their sponsorships. So on our own, we usually raise about $40,000 before the rodeo, just as team members and club members that are willing to participate and help us out. And then the rodeo, the money we make, and that's just to cover stock, facility costs, and then at the actual rodeo, the ticket sales go to fund us throughout the year, such as we own our own cattle and bucking horses now, which has been quite the process of getting enough money to own those. We had a great truck and trailer donated, and money goes to upkeep of those also, and lots of things to spend money on. We have about $100,000 budget, and we just it's about 90% funded by the students that participate. So,
you know, all of this week and today, I thought it would be a nice break to not talk about the situation with the fire and the rebuilding phase and what it takes. But the generosity of folks in rural America and throughout this country, it's not specific to rural America, just continues to perplex me, because people, if they know that the money is going to the right cause and gets into the hands of the rodeo team and enhances the opportunities for you, Kara Robbins, and your fellow team members, people are really willing to reach into their pocket and help, aren't they?
Yeah, it's truly amazing the opportunities that's provided us. We're lucky enough to have a rodeo grounds right on campus that a lot of us can go to and practice. We're lucky enough to get Lancaster Event Center to practice in, and then we have great sponsors that help us travel down the road. Without them, A lot of us fund ourselves, and without them, we really wouldn't be able to rodeo. So we wouldn't be able to continue with what we love and, you know, kind of what helps tie us back to home when right. we're in the city.
You mentioned early on that you had a passion for rodeo. Why is that?
I actually didn't grow up in a rodeo family. I actually kind of came into it through my neighbors, and it's just something that you can't beat the people in it. When I first went to college, I actually went to Colorado State, and it was kind of hard to find a family. But when I came back to the Midwest, it was just the people you meet. They're pretty much your family. You spend every weekend with them, and it's almost more than the adrenaline rush of the actual rodeo, but it's the people you meet along the way and the connections you make that make it such a unique sport mm-hmm. and make it so appealing to me.
Yeah, that summarizes life in itself. And the folks that I get to meet by traveling to about 40 states each year is what makes it worth it.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so I got one final question. It's going to be the toughest question of the day for you, Kara Robbins. Are you ready? Tell me you're ready. It's like you're
backed
into the chute, the tide's about to go, and somebody's calling in on me right now. But anyway, toughest question of the day. Why are you wasting your time thinking about being a veterinarian when you are this wonderful at ag communications?
Well, I want to help animals. I want to help people, and I want to make it cheaper for farmers to do what they do. I want to make it easier for them, and I want to make having their stock healthy and everything, I want to make it all cheaper and easier and just some more help keep everyone educated. That's kind of my goal.
So I just heard you say that you're going to keep animals healthy, make related health costs more affordable for the livestock mm-hmm. owner, and continue to utilize your communication skills in telling people about what we've done.
Exactly.
Okay, Robbins. How do people get more information, or what do they do if they want to come to the Lancaster Center April 14 or 15?
Tickets are available for pre-sale on Lancaster's website. I believe it's lancastereventcenter.com. Don't quote me on that. Also, we have a Facebook page.
I don't have to. You're on the radio. You just quoted yourself.
That's true. That's kind of scary. we also have a Facebook page, which is a great way to follow our events. And we also have a website through the university that can be referred to also.
LancasterEventCenter.org.
.org, okay,
you can
there
take
you go.
That to the bank, because I'm looking okay. at it. With the picture of the governor right there. What's Ooh. He doing right there?
We Thank have you. A...
What?
He comes in, we actually ride through downtown with the governor also during our rodeo week, so if anyone wants to come and observe that, we'll have the governor riding through Lincoln.
I remember the pictures from last year. He actually looked like he was sitting up on the horse without a seatbelt. Amazing.
Yeah, I know.
Loose trails and tails. Always remember, be gentle, stay firm.